So, I mean, just the session titles were just to sort of loosely group things thematically. They're not supposed to overly restrict any of the speakers. And so I guess the title of this session was The Case for Firewalls, but there's only so much you can say about that. And it's been said in many papers, and Don and Raphael have expanded on that. And there's, you know, the question, where is this subject going? And I don't know, but much as I'm bothered by the firewall argument, there is something that bothers me even more. And it's that ADS-CFT, it seems, can't tell us whether there's a firewall or not. For all of its ability to completely and precisely describe certain aspects of gravitational physics in anti-de-Sitter space, it seems to have a particular blindness when it comes to the firewall. And this is an opportunity. I think it means that there's a gap in our understanding of quantum gravity that we didn't entirely realize what was there, and so it's an opportunity to fill this gap. So first, I'd like to review the sort of successes of ADS-CFT, and Don has already, you know, summarized what it tells us, and so I will repeat a lot of what he said, and maybe some of you will repeat the same objections. But in particular, as a duality, it gives a one-to-one map of the Hilbert spaces, I'll say conformal field theory, although it's more generally in non-conformal theories, of the CFT and gravity, unquote, unquote, in ADS. In particular, at low energy, you've got 1, 2, 3, it's graviton states, and there is a well-defined dual operator for each of these, single, double, three trace operators. That's at low energy, and as you go up in energy, there's a phase transition. And on the gravitational side, you have black holes. And on the CFT side, you have states of thermal equilibrium. Maybe I should say deconfined states. What that means is that at low energy, the entropy is just some counting factor. So the entropy is proportional to h bar to the zero on both sides, and above the transition, on both sides, the entropy is proportional to 1 over h bar. And there's other branches. I mean, there's small black holes. There are long strings. Other branches, both spectra, which are more or less, in different cases, you know, mapped out between the two sides. But these are the main actors. And then, yes.
Is this an assumption? Because it seems like this is part of what's in question.
This is a statement of the duality. Even I would say that even if one accepts all of this, which I do accept, there is still a problem. Yeah. Okay.
Well, which means that.
We will see what the nature. I mean, basically, around here, the answer to your question should become clear. Yeah. In some sense, your question is a large point of the talk. So, and also there's a map of observables. The simplest observables are local operators, local fields in the bulk, local operators in the conformal field theory. And so in coordinate system where the boundary of anti-de-Sitter space is at z equals zero, summary of the dictionary is you consider a bulk field and you take its boundary limit, stripping off an appropriate wave function, and you get the local operators of conformal field theory. And there are similarly dictionaries for things like Wilson loops and surface operators that we won't need, but they're there. Okay, and given these two things, one has on both sides of the duality the claim, okay, that this object in the conformal field theory computes the corresponding gravitational object. And so physically, here's global ADS. If you act with a bunch of operators, you're perturbing the system, you're throwing energy in. Supposing you start in the ground state, you throw energy in, you can suck it out at some later time. And so this sort of tells you what is that amplitude. So from the Bloch point of view, what you're doing is you're throwing things into the interior, and then you're capturing things again at the boundary, and in between they smash together and do all kinds of stuff, and you're calculating that transition amplitude. It's very much like particle physics, right? You throw stuff together. This is your accelerator. This is your detector. You throw stuff together. It smashes. You see what comes out. And being a particle physicist, I tend to believe that pretty much this tells you everything you need to know about the physics in the interior. Now, for example, you can imagine by throwing enough stuff in, you can form a black hole, and later on allow even a large black hole, you can allow it to evaporate by absorbing the energy out in the boundary. And even in this ADS context, Hawking's argument would go through and say that this is, you know, not given by unitary evolution. It's an evolution from a state to a dollar matrix. And the existence of the duality, assuming that it's true, which, again, I'll assume that, and even assuming that, I will find things I don't like. The existence of the duality tells you that this is a unitary process. Notice that we could come to that conclusion. So in the regime where the conformal field theory is describing gravity, it is strongly coupled. And we can't solve it, although in principle we could put it on a computer, which, by the way, is a subject that's progressing at an interesting rate. Nishimura's group published a computation of a four-point function yesterday. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is simply that we can't solve the theory, but even without solving it, we can come to draw the conclusion that I just drew. It's worth kind of separating, though, what you can learn just from general principles like this and what more you could learn if you could solve the theory. If you could solve the theory, as you can do in principle numerically, you could actually learn the fine structure of black hole states in this cavity and the transition amplitudes between different black hole states as you perturb them with these various local operators. So that's the good. That's the introduction. That's the success of ADS CFT. Since ADS CFT seems to be you can answer other conceptual questions, but that certainly the information question is the main question. Since ADS CFT is so good at answering conceptual questions, if we ask it the right question, we would hope that it would tell us whether there's a firewall or not. Now, you'll notice, now Don used ADS CFT in his argument, but he used it in an indirect way. He used it to describe explicitly these modes called B that are outside the horizon. And they have, subject to some caveats, but they have images in the conformal field theory. And from that, he drew conclusions about their state. And then he argued that given that information, there was no way to smoothly continue effective field theory across the horizon to these modes we're calling A, or on the inside, B tilde. And so that's an indirect use of ADS CFT. The direct thing would be, well, to say, OK, if you tell me there's some excitations here, I should consider something like T mu nu, the energy momentum tensor at this point in the interior, identify, and it can't be by counting, Similarly, if you follow these to the past, as a number of people have mentioned, there is a eventually...
Can't tell whether the generic black hole state in the bulk has a smooth horizon with an interior spacetime. But it's not clear that you've addressed the information paradox in its original